Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is The Bottom Line. What do we got? By the way, new co-host. Yes, I'm so hard to work with that I can't keep co-hosts.
Douglas, that's not true.
No, that's not true. They have real jobs that take them all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but anyway, Brooke, my chief stew, has been so cool about helping me out to keep the show going. So welcome, Brooke.
Thank you.
Are going to love her. She's awesome.
Okay,
what do we got?
This episode is sponsored by Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rex Crew Apparel.
Okay, Marine Data Solutions, no throttling, no contract, unlimited data, and?
No oil spills.
And they give me all the data I need for my transporting needs. Have you ever seen my transporter?
Mm-hmm.
I could send you to Tahiti right now.
Can you please do that? I need a vacation.
I did that to Sam, though, without a passport or money.
Oh.
Right, I'll give you vacation after this trip. How about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, see? That's how it works. All right, and Salty Rex Crew Apparel.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find a tagline for Salty Rags. If anybody knows one, PM me. Get busy between the sheets. Sailboat stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, that one might work. All right, David. We're working on it. Okay. Next.
And then also shout out to Brendan Emmons.
We were underway yesterday. We're out mm-hmm. in the ocean, and Captain Brennan took some photos. Here's a photo of us passing him.
Yeah.
There. We look pretty cool. Actually. He's like, I was trying to call you, tell you to slow down. We weren't going that fast. But, hey, listen, mm-hmm. I think it's really cool to see pictures of the boat while you're underway because you always have pictures on the boat. And with today's technology, everybody, even if you're not friends, you know, in the Facebook forums and groups, you can go, hey, I got some pictures of this boat. I think everybody should post pictures when you're passing, don't you?
Absolutely. See the boat in action.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
And then lastly, another shout-out to Boat International Captain's Club.
So... Boat International has started this exclusive captain's club. I was not qualified to join it, but they made an exception. So you guys got to check that out. It's brand new. It's going to be for networking for captains. If you are a captain over 30 meters on a sailboat or a captain over 40 meters on a powerboat, you have to be a captain. You are able to join. So I'll report more. I just became a member last week. So I'll report more on how it's going to work. Their first get together is in Monaco. I'm not going to Monaco, but the Lauderdale one I will. So I'll report back. Also, by the way, did you know that the charter show or the charter scene in Miami is an absolute nightmare?
Why is that?
Illegal charters. The Coast Guard's all over it. I mean, I guess maybe because right now, spring break, it's going nuts.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Nuts. So I'm going to do an episode, hopefully next week. You guys are going to see it with one of the cabs down there. He's going to explain everything that's going on. So maybe there should be some changes and, you know, maybe we can help as a community.
As a community.
Okay, next.
So yacht industry news, a yacht designed by Porsche.
I will, you know. Take a look at this. It kind of looks like a Porsche, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's fast, too. It's not a new boat. It was just recently up for sale again. It's been all over the world. Mm-hmm. But how cool is it if you drove a Porsche and then you go to the weekend boat, which is a Porsche?
Yes.
Hey, we put a bumper sticker on back. My other boat's a Porsche. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. They've actually built a couple. Here's another one. This one's a little smaller. It's, you know, they call it a mega yacht, but it's not. But anyway, just kind of cool seeing Porsches out on the water.
Yeah, if you haven't realized this by now, Doug's a big advocate for Porsche.
A little bit.
Yeah,
I've dabbled.
Okay. Also, Perini Navi, the Tabachi family, wants Perini back and appeal against the bankruptcy sentence.
Okay, so we all know that San Lorenzo and Ferretti formed a corporation. They went through all that to do 50-50 partnership to save Perini Navi. Mm-hmm. Now the family wants... They don't want to give it up. So there's a little bit of fighting going on in Italy right now. You know, Perini, it'll survive one way or the other if the family can come up with the money to get them out of bankruptcy or the San Lorenzo Ferretti deal goes through. So the boats will be around. They're beautiful boats.
Yeah.
They're sailboats, I think.
They are
sailboats, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a question if I knew sailboats before, but yeah.
Hmm.
Either way, I hope they get it settled, squared away, but yeah, some issues.
Some issues.
Next.
Indeed. So, 61-meter scientific expedition yacht concept Arctic Owl has been revealed.
Look at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a cartoon.
Cartoon. Definitely a solid build.
I mean, it's actually really cool. Would you like working on that?
I don't want to go anywhere specifically cold, so maybe it's dependent.
Well, this boat is designed to go to the Antarctic. It's ice-classed. It's got two helicopters, two submarines. Captain Les would love that. Mm-hmm. It's got four tenders. It's designed to not pull into port anywhere for months. But how many guests do they have?
Up to 10 guests and only six crew.
Wait a minute. 61 meter with only six crew?
Mm-hmm.
We're 36 meter and we're six crew. So you get to go down to the Antarctic for 6 months, just the six of you, with 10 guests.
Yes.
Where the owner's wife is complaining, this isn't bikini weather. No. You promised me St. Bart's. Okay. Yes. They also have another one. This is a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
This is 117 meter. How many crew do they have on?
It was 20 crew.
12 crew.
No.
Ew. That's nuts.
For that size vessel, only 12.
Well, obviously this guy doesn't like crew.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
So the Queen Mary operator to auction lease for ship after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Queen Mary's in trouble again. If you guys don't know what the Queen Mary is, it's a cruise ship. No, it's an ocean liner. Okay, it was built in Belfast,
mm-hmm.
named after the Queen of England,
mm-hmm.
And then it sits in San Diego that the city owns now, the boat, and it's run by people that a company in Singapore.
That was a lot.
That's a lot. Jeez, wonder why I went through bankruptcy. Yeah. I mean, there's too many hands in the pot. It went up for bankruptcy. This company signed a 66-year lease only in 2016. 2015, the city's like, hey, look, we're going to give you this lease, but it needs $289 million worth of repairs. The company that manages it is a hotel company. Like, you know, they manage a lot of hotels, but they just can't. They went bankrupt over COVID. The city also pumped in $23 million for immediate repairs. Guess what the city's doing now? They're running an audit to find out where the $23 million went. They can't find it.
Just can't find $23
million. Jesus Christ. Really?
Wow.
Okay, so this boat, I love the Queen Mary. I mean, it's a really cool idea to have a floating hotel as an ocean liner, but it went bankrupt in 93. It went bankrupt in 2009. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not cost effective to be running a ship like this as a hotel. Mm-hmm. The USS United States in Philadelphia is going through the same problem.
Really?
I don't want to scrap it, gang, but gotta kind of do something. Put it in concrete, then you don't have to worry about it sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next.
That does work.
That's a lot of concrete.
So apparently there's a hovering ship photographed off the Cornish coast by Walker.
Here's a picture of it. You guys all seen it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brooke, what's the deal? Aliens?
110%.
I heard that they put giant fans on it and were lifting it up to reduce resistance to make it more eco-friendly.
That makes way more sense.
But it looks like it's about, I don't know, 150 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a result of the atmosphere refracting off Jupiter while Mars and Venus were lined up at the same way, and then the moon stepped in and created this, and it all lifted the ship up. No, that's not true.
No.
What it did was it created a visual illusion of the horizon, so the ship looks like it's floating. I've seen this several times where the ship, you couldn't see the horizon. I've never seen one where the ship was just up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cool and it's very mind-blowing. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. Floating ship, type it in. Google is your friend. Okay, next.
So in crew corner, ever wonder why the terms port and starboard is used to denote left and right side ships?
Well, yes, I have.
Well, we're here to tell you.
Okay, why is the port side the port and the starboard the starboard?
So during the earlier days, before ships had rudders on their center lines, boats were controlled using a steering oar.
I've been a captain long enough to remember those days.
Yes.
It was like the 13th, 14th century.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, I actually could never be a captain because I'm left-handed.
Yeah, because since it's always more common for everybody, obviously, to be right-handed, it would always be put on to
So they put the rudder on the right side for right-handed people?
That's rude.
I had the same damn problem in high school with baseball gloves.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, you have a whole team of baseball players and you only have two left-handed gloves? What if there's three left-handed? Okay, go ahead.
So it became the steering side, which they term was coined starboard because star would be the steer side and board would be the side of the actual boat.
Wait a minute. So larboard, what?
Starboard.
Starboard, and then the port side would be
It was then called larboard. It would be
Wait. So you had the port side was called larboard, mm-hmm. and then the starboard side was called starboard?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little confusing?
Well,
go to starboard. Did you say larboard? No, starboard. Starboard. Larboard it is, sir.
Yes, because the larboard, lar would be mean to load on the port side.
That makes sense.
Yes, and boarding would be the ship side.
So, because the rudder's on the right side, mm-hmm. starboard side, you'd always board the cargo on the port. You'd always tie up on the port side.
Mm-hmm.
That was the larboard side.
Yep.
Okay, then you have the starboard side.
Yes.
Larboard, we don't call it larboard anymore.
No, a lot of people got too confused during communications between saying larboard, starboard. So it's kind of stuck
went to
with
port because you tie into port,
yes.
the harbor, the port.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how port is where the ships used to always tie up because the rudder was on the starboard side. It used to be larboard, starboard, then it went to port and starboard, and now we just tie up any way we want.
Yeah.
You know, because I have bow thrusters.
Yeah.
I have controls on the controls on the larboard side.
Yeah.
So I can dock larboard or starboard. So yeah. Listen, I know everybody who watched James Cameron's Titanic are like, well, the iceberg was on the right side, and the guy said hard to port, and then you saw in the movie the guy's turning all the way to starboard. Well, the reason for that is as early as the 20th century. Is this the 20th century or the 21st?
We're in 21st now.
Weren't we supposed to have flying cars?
Supposed to.
Okay. The 20th century is as late as that. To make the boat go left, you had to take the tiller to go. You had to put that to the right, so you would turn right to go left. And then when the ship started getting steering wheels, they kept that terminology. So on an old boat like the Titanic in the 1920s, if you wanted to go left, you turn the wheel right. How confusing is that?
Oh, that's why I'm not a captain.
Jesus Christ. Larboard, starboard, turning mm-hmm. right to go left. It's insane.
Insane. Indeed.
How do we drive these things anyway?
I don't know.
Let's talk about towing tenders. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's the show. I'm Doug.
And I'm Brooke.
And that's the bottom line. We love you guys. We're here. Keep watching. We'll see you next week. Bye.